is TJ Riggins Overtime.
We haven't really talked about on the show what our New Year's resolutions are or anything. I mean, we're already up to the, you know, we're into the second week of the new year now, so it doesn't matter. But Lindsay's not here right now. And Riggins said, though, that he found this on the social medias, and he said that this sounds like it would be Lindsay's New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution is to, like, get really hot and maybe even skinny.
To get, like, really hot, maybe even skinny.
I love that.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Really hot and maybe even skinny.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
It's an incredible story out of Maui. That's in Hawaii.
Yeah. Is that on the big island of Honolulu?
You know what? Is that the Honolulu's the big one? Is that where
Dog
was from? The bounty hunter?
How's it, bruh?
The big island. I have always heard that. I don't know which is which. I've never been to Hawaii.
Or is Honolulu a town?
The capital? I think it's not.
What's the big island?
Is it Maui? Oahu? I don't know.
Okay. Well,
either way,
this was in Maui.
Yeah.
A 61-year-old surfer, surfing is his life. The inevitable happened after decades of surfing. He was attacked by a shark.
Yeah.
And lost his leg. And that was back in October of last year. Well, he has gone, they set up a GoFundMe for him, raised over $100,000. He was able to use that money to buy a prosthetic leg. In the meantime, he is back on the surfboard. And he has surfed over 10 times since losing his leg to a shark.
With the prosthetic or one-legged?
One-legged.
Okay, because I would think that thing might rust.
You would think it would. Right, there's a lot of questions. Wouldn't it rust? How do you even hop up from a surfboard? I mean, it's difficult to do that on two legs, let alone one. But he is obviously a great surfer. He says he's so happy to be back in the water. But this was his quote that I thought was really interesting. He said, "Water is not scared. Just make me happy. But sometimes I little bit scared of the shark because sometimes a big fish jumps. But I still respect them." So I would imagine you're pretty scared. I don't know why he speaks the way he does. If he's from Hawaii, I don't know. But that was the quote attributed to him. But I bet if you survived a shark attack and then you're back out there and all of a sudden a huge fish jumps out of the water, I would poop my shorts.
First of all, I'm not going back out there.
I'm not going back out there either.
I could see a shark and I'm not going back out there. He doesn't even have to attack me. I have these friends of ours, Kathy and Anthony. They live in Charleston. Their son has grown up surfing. And he says that he'll be out there surfing sometimes and he'll feel them kind of bump up against him and while they're waiting on the wave to come, where they're just sitting with their legs dangling off the surfboard, waiting on the wave.
And he feels it.
And he feels them bump into him. He's like, okay. Well, just hearing that story that happened to you is going to make me say, I'm never going out past my knees.
I don't even want to walk through downtown. I mean, that is terrifying. You feel it bump on your leg and he stays out there. He's like, oh, it's just.
He's an instructor now. No,
this is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So when I was growing up, I had two older brothers. You could eat anything in the house. There weren't rules like this is mom's, this is dad's, you can't touch this, except for one item, and those were the Milano cookies. My mom would hide them. And I always made the point to her as I got older. I was like, we weren't looking for Milano cookies. That's not the cookie a kid is going to search out. You know, the Pepperidge Farm Milano sandwich cookies with the dark chocolate.
Shortbread cookies with dark chocolate.
We're not looking for those crunchy cookies, but I'm going to send these to her today. There's new flavors of Milano cookies. Just for the ladies, we've got a new lemon white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a strawberry white chocolate and a coconut white chocolate on store shelves now.
Yeah. I'm with all of those but the coconut. I don't like coconut.
You don't like coconut stuff.
Girl, I'd tear those other ones up, though.
Give me that lemon and white chocolate Milano Pepperidge Farm cookie, girl.
And stand back.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
You know, Riggins, we talk about people who applaud at the end of a movie, you know, when they're in the theater applauding and how ridiculous that is. Have you ever been on a flight where the people applaud when the plane lands?
I have, yeah.
This travel expert I saw that was interviewed in this article said that pilots don't like that because they say it feels sarcastic.
You're insulting me. You're not even...
Which I don't know if I believe that or not.
Come on.
The only time I've ever witnessed that is when you're landing somewhere fun. You know, we're when the plane lands and you're in, you know, Orlando.
Sure.
Or the Virgin Islands or
Vegas.
Wherever you go. Yeah. You know.
They don't.
But I've never seen anybody or been a part of a landing that was just an average, normal landing. And then people say, oh, great.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
That does not. That is not happening.
Unless.
Great.
Maybe you've gone through a lot of turbulence or something and it was kind of rocky or the storm. And the pilot lands the plane and you're safe and you're like, oh, wow, yes. Ooh. Thank God we made it.
What a relief.
Yeah.
Or you stayed on the tarmac for way too long and you're finally at your destination. There's a couple of reasons, but there's no way people are doing it sarcastically to insult anyone.
Yeah. And I don't see, I mean, you're flying to, you know, you got a business trip. To Birmingham from Atlanta. Right. You take that quick flight over there. Yes. All right. We're here.
Woo! People don't do that. That is not true. Oh my gosh. And maybe I will clap after the end of a movie. I just haven't seen it yet. You know, maybe there I will be so inspired after seeing something.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
But the applause is for the person that just did whatever it was so they can hear you. The applause is to say, I'm sending them a message that I thought it was good.
Right.
Unless the star of the movie or the director of the movie is in the theater, there's no reason to. Now, at the Cannes Festival, I get that. Mm-hmm. Not standing and applauding, you know, standing ovation for 15 minutes or whatever it is they do. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the director and all that, they're in the theater there for you to sample their film. I get that. You want to applaud them. There you go.
But they applauded 8 minutes for Joker 2, which was widely panned. It's like, well, just be honest. Just be like, boo. No, that sucks.
Come on. If you're going to applaud, you might as well hiss and boo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I do that more than booing is I'll hiss.
Stupid. Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
Riggins, do you still drink coffee all throughout the day like you used to?
A lot of the time, yeah.
So you get home late morning because of the hours that we keep, and you put on a pot of coffee when you get home and drink on it through the day?
I'd say 3 out of the 5 days of the work week.
Yeah. Well, there's a study out now that says that if you drink coffee... coffee drinkers live longer if they only drink it in the mornings. So if you drink coffee throughout the day, then that means you're drinking too much coffee.
Too much coffee. It's caffeine they're blaming it on?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
just the beans.
So you got to switch from coffee at about 11:55 to Red Bull.
Got it. Yeah. Live forever.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
So I want to take you behind the scenes really quickly, if that's all right. Just a few minutes ago, TJ had to make a private phone call. And, you know, we're in a radio studio that we built ourselves. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into our radio studio. So it is top of the line equipment, and it's a lot of expensive stuff. But TJ had to make a private phone call a few minutes ago and stepped into our second studio and closed the door behind him. Not unusual. But what I learned during that phone call is that our studio could use a little bit of work with the insulation sound deadening because I heard everything.
Yeah. Well, that was fine. I wasn't worried about y'all hearing everything. I was trying to get so I don't hear other things that distract me on the call.
Okay.
I wanted y'all to be able to talk freely amongst yourselves.
I got you. Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of like when somebody gets on the phone and they're in the passenger seat of the car and you can't turn the radio up or you can't talk to the people in the back seat or anything because you disturb their call. Mm-hmm. That was for y'all, not me.
It was more of a courtesy.
Yeah.
To just keep out of the way. I get that.
Yeah. 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 And I would have gone outside and gotten in my truck. But it's too dang cold.
I did think about it. I said, well, I wonder why I didn't go outside. And then I realized, yeah, it's 20 degrees outside. It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
A little chilly. But do you want to get into the details of the call now? Or do you want to do
it? I thought I would catch y'all up on it when we're through recording stuff today.
Yeah. So, nothing.
We're finished with the show and the commercials and all that.
Yeah.
I will say that when you were going to take it the first time, you went out in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back and then you took it in there. I was like, I was going to go get some pretzels, but he went there.
He did say that.
Yeah. because there were other people in their offices down there that I don't know that I wouldn't have wanted them hearing me.
That's true. We know a couple people in this building, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're friendly with everybody, and I wonder what they say about us.
The lady in the office right next door is one of my wife's best friends.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know anybody else in the building.
Yeah. Do you think they talk about the show and stuff like that? They're like, what are they doing? Because sometimes we get loud in here, you know?
Yeah. And I know my wife's friend, her name's Jill, is so sweet. She will, I think she pretty much waits to do any of her business during the day until we're finished because she doesn't want us to disturb us.
Wow.
She doesn't want anything that they're doing in there to come out over the microphones and stuff.
Love her.
Yeah.
She is a genuine, lovely person.
Mm-hmm.
She could have waited until I left for the day because that is not always true.
Well, we'll get that handled hopefully soon. We'll
get it. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Willie Nelson, obviously a music icon, country music founder, probably, right? Don't they put him on like the country music Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, but not as a founder, so to speak. He was, you know, he had his own style of country music that he brought, the outlaw country.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's 91 years old, still out there playing music and doing it all the time. But he says we found out what he eats every day. Oatmeal in the morning, just plain oatmeal. And then at night, bacon and eggs. So he has oatmeal in the morning, plain oatmeal, and then bacon and eggs in the evening. Now, he's still a heavy pot user, marijuana user. And that is no stoner's diet at all.
He only does edibles now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so that's what he eats in the middle of the day.
That's lunch.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.